Police in Sweden aren't leaving anything to chance, with officers stepping up security around Malmö's Baltic Hall. The Davis Cup, the latest sporting event to be politicised. The authorities in Malmö said they wouldn't be able to guarantee the safety of the Israeli team, so the matches are taking place inside an empty stadium. Protesters have begun gathering outside, though, and say with Israel's recent war on Gaza, the matches shouldn't be going ahead at all.
The Israeli tennis players are, as they say themselves, here as ambassadors for their country, a country whose politics we are demonstrating against.
Some Israeli players have criticized the decision to exclude the public, but it's not the first time in recent months they've found themselves at the center of a political row. In February, the UAE refused to give Shahaya Peya a visa to play in a tournament. The Davis Cup is usually one of the most noisy events of the tennis calendar. This time, it looks like it will be an altogether quieter affair inside the stadium, at least. Emma Haywood, Al Jazeera.